The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As you will have heard in the news headlines, the big breaking news this afternoon is that Nikita Hand has won her civil sexual assault lawsuit against Conor McGregor. This related to an incident in Dublin in 2018. We talked about it in great detail in the last hour on the show, and we're going to talk about it again now. If you've got little ears in and around the radio, it might be an opportune time to distract them just for the next few minutes. But here is Nikita Hand herself speaking outside court after she had won that civil case.
I want to thank Mr. Justice Alexander Owens, the jury, all the witnesses. I want to thank the doctors, nurses and everyone at the sexual assault treatment unit in the Rotunda Hospital for looking after me, especially my own Dr. Frank Clark. I want to thank the Rape Crisis Centre, especially Cliona, who has been by my side throughout this entire period. I want to thank all the guards and the ambulance crew. I want to thank all the women and men out there who have supported me throughout this trial. For every person who reached out to me, a card, a letter, email, everything, it hasn't gone unnoticed. Thank you. I really appreciate it so much. I want to thank my partner, Gary, who has been so supportive for the last 4 years and has held my hand throughout this trial every day and every other day. I want to thank my mum and all my family and friends. Lastly, I want to thank my daughter, Freya, who I'm most grateful for. She has given me so much strength and courage over the last 6 years throughout this nightmare to keep on pushing forward for justice. I want to show Freya and every other girl and boy that you can stand up for yourself if something happens to you, no matter who the person is, and justice will be served. To all the victims of sexual assault, I hope my story is a reminder that no matter how afraid you might be, speak up, you have a voice, and keep on fighting for justice. I know this has impacted not only my life, my daughters, my family and friends tremendously, and it's something that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. But now that justice has been served, I can now try and move on and look forward to the future with my family and friends and daughter.
Nikita, what have the last 2 weeks been like?
A nightmare.
What is it like finally to be believed?
I have no words. It's unbelievable. I'm thanks so much. Yes, I do. I do. Thank you. I need to take a minute. Yeah.
That was Nikita Hand speaking outside the courthouse, the jury believing the bulk of her version of events. Conor McGregor's legal team have just released a statement on his behalf. I've instructed my legal team to appeal today's decision. The judge's instruction and the modest award given was for assault, not an award for aggravated or exemplary damages. I'm disappointed that the jury did not hear all the evidence that the DPP reviewed. I'm with my family and focused on my future. That is what Conor McGregor has had to say. Worth repeating again, though, the jury have found in favour of Nikita Hand in her sexual assault claim, her civil sexual assault claim against him. Like I say, we talked about this earlier in the show, and one of the guests with me was the human rights lawyer, consultant and online safety coordinator with the Children's Rights Alliance, Nolene Blackwell. And she just talked a little bit about how moved she was by this case.
I find myself terribly moved by Nikita Hand and her own statement there at the end. It was just so so heartfelt. And when she was asked what she believed, and she said even that was nearly unbelievable, because it is just such an intimate thing that happens. And the reason, I mean, it's not called rape in the civil courts, it's called sexual assault because that's the way the civil courts operate. But clearly what the jury found was that there was a very serious sexual assault. They awarded general damages, they awarded her damages for her loss of earnings because she could no longer do her job, and they really did make the point that they understood that something had happened which was seriously non-consensual. But when you're in court, in the criminal courts, okay, it's still an awful ordeal because you're telling it to a whole room of strangers. But Nikita Hand, because this was a civil court and because our civil courts still aren't fit for purpose in this area, every single word and every single piece of evidence was repeated and transferred nearly on an hour-to-hour basis, nearly minute-to-minute basis along the way. So she had to say things in a... She had to go into this case knowing that she would have to talk about things that are so intimate that... You know, you don't even talk about them maybe to your own family, you know, to brothers or sisters, to your friends. You don't talk about this level of intimacy. But that is what she had to do and be cross-examined on over a period of days in order to make the case that non-consensual sexual activity had taken place. And you have to say, I don't know, like, how she was able to keep up her energy to do it all along the way. I mean, I feel for everyone, actually, all the parties in these civil cases, they are all exposed in a way that is absolutely not decent and should be fixed. But just for her and also for the jurors who were there all along that time, they walk away now. If they need support as well, they should be able to get support. If they have an issue, let them remember that this has an impact on them as well and that they are entitled to look for support in relation to that as well. But just for her to have to go through it, knowing it would be in public and knowing, and how often did she say justice in those last pieces, justice for herself and justice for people into the future.
That was Nolene Blackwell speaking to me a little bit earlier. Nolene, of course, has a history with the Rape Crisis Centre. And she's now a human rights lawyer, a consultant, and she works with the Children's Rights Alliance. And if you've been impacted by any details of this case, 1-800-778-888, that's the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre's 24-hour helpline. So 1-800-778-888. David Hall is with me now, and David is the CEO of Sunnis Domestic Violence Charity. And David, I think it's probably an opportune time to remind everybody at home, people who don't kind of follow these kind of things in minutia, that this is not a criminal case, and it would be wrong to describe Conor McGregor as a convict in the criminal sense. But what's happened here is that he has been found liable in a civil case. Now, the standard of proof, the burden of proof is that little bit lower than the balance of probabilities. But nonetheless, the jury ultimately buying the version of events put forward by Nikita Hand. And one thing that struck me in the evidence as we covered it here on this show throughout that civil trial was the evidence of the advanced paramedic Ethna Scully, who talked about the bruising and not having seen such bruising on a patient in a long time. I mean, that kind of undercurrent of violence was present here.
Yeah, I think there's a mixture of many people listening to the verdict today will find a mixture of delight for Nikita Hand, who, you know, is a remarkable person. I think there's also an undercurrent, and you would have heard from Nolene, who's eminent in this area, that element of anger around a system that continually fails victims. And there's a balance between the two. And the third part, I think, that you've just mentioned, Kieran, by pure coincidence, is that evidence of the advanced paramedic and indeed the evidence of the doctor and the nurse from the sexual assault unit. The graphic information, the graphic detail, the physical evidence, the blatant physical evidence in plain technicolor that was relayed to everyone in the country that couldn't have been clearer. And that, I've absolutely no doubt in the wider world, correctly played a part in the verdict today. I think we as a country have come along, and the current minister, to be fair, has come a long way in moving along sexual and gender-based violence and indeed domestic violence and support services. We are still miles away from it. And I think, I hope Nikita feels vindicated, will most certainly know that the entire country could hear. And again, as Nolene said, this was played out in full technicolor, unpleasant, uncomfortable. And any human who listened to the set of circumstances and all of the evidence that was given by independent witnesses would agree with today's decision. And many did and do believe Nikita. And it's very, very important that everybody understands that. And as you've mentioned yourself, the 1-800-778-888 for those who need some assistance and guidance today. There's also our own domestic violence charity, sunnisdomesticabuse.ie. There's many help and many support that's there. But we must look at this system, Kieran. And there's a very bizarre situation next Thursday when it comes to having a conversation in relation to costs. This took a lot out of Nikita on an emotional basis. and her family and her supporters, and everything was displayed in raw public view. And now there's a cost conversation where she's exposed financially.
Yeah.
And indeed, I
have to say, when you mentioned her family as well, when she thanked her daughter Freya in that clip as well, I just, oh God, my heart broke a little bit, because on the one hand, what her mother has done, what Laquita's done, I mean, is so brave, and people talking about that. And at the same time, the whole way through it, she must have been thinking about her daughter, and her daughter, you know, maybe not kind of following this in great detail, but, you know, it's out there now. Kind of and in the atmosphere, and her daughter in years to come can look all of this up and read it about in detail.
And her daughter's friends and her daughter's friends' families and everyone, this was plain public view, not just in Ireland. This was an international story, because McGregor was involved. This was an international story, followed and a phenomenal amount of commentary, not all pleasant commentary. Which are, again, is an issue that needs to be looked at in circumstances where such a delicate case and a sensitive case for victims are being traipsed through a civil court. And also, you know, I think it'd be remiss not to say that in these circumstances, many people, myself included, will be asking a question. Given the evidence that was displayed, what blindfolds were on in the DPP's office? Because I'm not talking about anyone having a guess or hazarding a guess. This is the evidence that was displayed, the evidence that was in plain view, and again, as Noli mentioned, that was openly heard by everyone in the country. And a streak of anger most certainly exists in relation to finding out why did a citizen of Ireland in those circumstances have to take an emotionally horrific journey to rehash such intimate public information on front of the entire world, not just in front of Ireland, because of the so-called celebrity status that McGregor has. And today's vindication of her actions, while I'm sure she's very, very happy about, came at a cost, and potentially come at a financial cost, which in these circumstances is an absolute embarrassment to this state.
David Hall is the CEO of Sonus, the domestic violence charity. They are available to be contacted, like we say, if you have been impacted by any of the content you've just heard, or 1-800-77-8888 as well. Dublin Rape Crisis Centre's free phone helpline.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.